When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tēnā rā koutou katoa e te iwi e ngā kaiwhakarongo huri noa, nau mai hoki mai ki te ipāho o Everyday Māori. Ko Hemi Kelly tōku ingoa.
Ko Apero Woodfine tōku ingoa, nau mai hoki mai anō e hoa mā.
Nau mai hoki mai. We are moving away from the scripts, from the kōrero rero in this episode, and we're going to take a look at something new, he kaupapa hou.
Kā pai, he hā te kaupapa.
Ko te kaupapa I tēnei rā, ko te kupu whakarite.
Kupu whakarite.
Hea te kupu whakarite.
Te kupu whakarite. Is that like a metaphor or a simile?
Ai. Koia. Mm. He kupu whakarite.
Mm.
So if you look at those words in te reo, he kupu whakarite.
A word that to prepare, that prepares?
Ah, whakarite as in making a comparison.
Ah, I see. Whakarite is also a comparison. I see.
Yeah, whakarite is also to prepare. I see where you're going there. Ai, whakarite though, like the word orite.
Ah, I see.
He orite koe ki aia. You're like him. He rite koe ki aia. So that meaning of rite, whakarite, to compare something.
I'm glad you cleared that up because I was always confused about kupu whakarite. Why are they
preparation
called
preparation
words?
Yeah.
Ka pai e hoa. Let's dive into the kaupapa.
Ka pai. Tuatahi ake, just to set the scene, I'm going to say an explanation about reo peha. So reo peha is figurative language, which is common in te reo. Oh, maybe not common. Let's say it's a feature of te reo, and it's a beautiful feature of te reo. So reo peha, figurative language. Koutou e whakarongo mai ana. Those of you listening, I also want you to do what Apera's going to do. He's going to interpret what I say. So this is an explanation about reo peha. Ko te reo peha, he momo reo kei tua te aronga I ngā kupu noiho. Kei tua te whakamārama I ngā kupu noiho.
Ka pai. So, reo peha is, it goes beyond the direct meaning of the words.
Tēnei tangata, he toki. Ai, koia. It's a type of language that the meaning is beyond just the words.
Mm.
You said it better than me. Ka taka mai ko te kupu whakarite, ko te huahua tau, ko te whakatauki I tēnei karangatanga.
So it falls into a particular category, like whakatauki?
Mm-hmm.
Such as?
Ai. So kupu whakarite, huahua tau, and whakatauki fall into this category.
Ah, I see.
They fall into this category of figurative language, reo peha. Kupu whakarite and huahua tau, e rua e rua. It's like metaphor and simile. They're kind of very similar.
Kia ora. I was going to ask.
And then whakatauki.
Expressions.
Proverbs.
Proverbs, okay.
Because a lot of proverbs are figurative language.
Okay.
Ane, te kōrero whakamutunga, last part. Ko tā te reo peha, he whakaero whakāhua ki te hinengaro.
Reo peha shapes and carves the brain.
Carves a picture.
Carves a picture, okay.
In the brain.
In the brain, okay.
Ka pai e hoa, tino pai.
He tērā.
I think that's it. When I think of kupu whakarite, huahua tau, whakatauki, reo peha, that last phrase, ko tā te reo peha he whakaero whakāhua ki te hinengaro. This language that paints a picture in your brain.
Mm,
yeah,
mm, mm.
You really see what the person is is saying.
Ka pai. Ka mutu, kia titiro tātou I etahi, ne?
Ka pai. Ka pai. Let's look at one as an example before we really dive into it. Hea tētahi e mōhio ana koe. He kai wai ata koe, ne? He kai wai ata koe. Hea tētahi kupu whakarite mō te kai wai ata.
Ooh, kei te mōhio ki tētahi, he korokoro tui.
He korokoro tui. Hea te whakamārama, hea te aronga.
A beautiful singer, great voice.
Aye.
Like a tui.
So here we're comparing the person who's gifted at singing, who has a great voice, to something from the environment that we know, like the tui, the songbird, the tui. So if we are talking about apera, there's a few ways we could use this kupu whakarite. I could literally say you are a korokoro tui. He korokoro tui koe. Or I could say you're like a korokoro tui.
Okay, how would you do that?
Me he korokoro tui koe.
Me he korokoro tui koe.
It's as if you're a...
Okay.
He rite koe ki te koro... he rite koe... I'd say me he korokoro tui koe. Aye.
Cool, ka pai. And we can use me he with some of these other ones as well?
Aye, the ones we're going to look at, we might say you are or you're like. And I suppose that's the difference between metaphor and simile. In te reo Māori, we can go either way.
Okay.
He korokoro tui koe, me he korokoro tui koe. Ka pai, kia titiro ki etahi atu.
Karawe.
I tēnei wāhanga, ka kōrero au tētahi kupu whakarite. So I'll say one kupu whakarite. All of these kupu whakarite relate to our manu, ngā manu a tāne. First, ho mai te whakapākehatanga a kupu. So first, give me the literal or direct translation.
Okay.
And then we'll dive into what it means.
Ka pai.
Anei te mea tuatahi. He kanohi hō miro miro. Just do the words you do know. So if you know what he kanohi is, and then we'll talk about the words we don't know together.
Ka pai. So he kanohi, a face, a something face, a hō miro miro face.
A hō miro miro face. Yeah. Or a hō miro miro ai.
Oh, okay.
Because kanohi is also ai.
Ah, true.
Ai or face. This is going to be a tough one. So the eye of the hō miro miro is the literal meaning. Kei te mōhio koe ki te hō miro miro?
Kao.
He manu tino iti.
Okay.
He manu tino iti. Ko te ingoa Pākehā, tomtit.
Tomtit?
North Island tomtit.
North Island tomtit.
So now knowing that, think about this little tiny bird, the hō miro miro, and you're saying to someone, oh, he kanohi hō miro miro koe.
Would you be saying that they have good sight?
Kia ora.
Kia
ora.
Ka pai.
They've got really good sight, keen-sighted person. Someone who has an eye for detail.
I see. Karawe. Miharo tēnā.
And in today's world, we might use this for someone who is an editor, for someone who is a designer, a weaver, someone who has an eye for detail. He kanohi hō miro miro.
Ka pai. So could you just give us an example of using that? How would you use that?
He kanohi hō miro miro a heni.
Okay. Heni has got a keen eye.
Aye.
I see.
Heni has the eye of the hō miro miro. Aye. Koia.
He māma te whakamahi, ne?
Aye. And once you understand what it means, you know, you'll hear these being used and you'll have an understanding of what they mean. And through these, we start to understand the natural environment more as well. Like before learning this, I didn't know what a hō miro miro was.
Yeah.
I didn't know what a tomtit was.
The more you know.
The more you find out, the less you know. Tuarua. He karoro inu tai.
He karoro inu tai. Oof.
Kei te mōhio koe ki te karoro?
Kao.
Koe nei te manu ka noho I te taha o te moana.
Karoro, okay. Are they e pango?
He mā, he pango.
He pango.
He nui kei konei, kei tāmaki makaurau.
Okay. Taroro.
Ko te karoro.
Karoro.
Hea te kupu Pākehā.
Ko
te manu ka noho I te taha o te moana.
Ko ngā seagulls?
Ai. Karoro.
Kapai.
He karoro inu tai.
Inu tai. Tai being tai or tai?
Tai, pēnei I te moana.
Oh, right. So, like a seagull drinking water?
Aye. A seagull that drinks seawater.
Okay.
Aye. Heha te tikanga o tēnei kupu whakarite. What type of person is this?
A person who, like a seagull who drinks seawater. Is it like a resourceful person?
Not necessarily, Carl. Okay. Maybe, maybe. It's a person who lives on the coast.
Okay, okay. Okay.
Someone who lives near the water, the sea. They might be a resourceful person, but this refers to anyone who lives on the coast. A coastie.
Okay, okay, cool.
He karoro inu tai.
Karoro inu tai.
He karoro inu tai koe?
Ai, ai. E noho anō. Tino tata ki te tai.
A tika, tika. He tino tata tō whare ki te moana. Ai. Tuatoru. He pī. Pī, pī, pī. He pī rere.
He pī rere. He flying baby.
I'm picturing a flying baby. Cupid. I have flying baby bird.
Okay.
He pī rere. Like a fledgling.
Okay.
So they've just left the nest. He pī rere.
So is it, you'd say this for somebody who was like moving ahead in life?
Or, kia ora.
Okay, taking their like first big steps towards something, perhaps?
Koia. Okay. Koia, koia. Moving into new territories, like, yeah, maybe he's left home, graduated, is taking off overseas. Ko koe tērā. He pī rere koe.
He pī rere o.
Ai.
I didn't even know. Ka pai.
Tua whā. He kōhanga weka.
He kōhanga weka. He kōhanga is it like a nest? He kōhanga weka. So they're the flightless bird. He kōhanga weka, like a weka nest.
That's the literal meaning, aye. A weka nest. He kōhanga weka.
Hea te tikanga iho.
Ko te tikanga o tēnei kōrero. He kōrero tēnei mō tētahi wāhi. So it's not about a person. He kōrero mō tētahi wāhi. Ti weka weka.
Ti weka weka.
Messi.
Oh, messi.
Ai. Ka haere koe ki te whare o tō hoa. He kōhanga weka. Me he kōhanga weka. Like untidy, messy. Me he kōhanga weka. Tō whare.
So the weka are famous for having messy nests.
Apparently.
Right, okay.
I haven't seen it with my own eyes. Yep. But again, going back to what I was saying, through these kupu whakarite, we can reconnect with the natural environment that our tūpuna knew intimately. And this is where these phrases come from. Although our environment's changed, the environment we live in has changed, we can have an understanding of the natural environment through these phrases. So,
ka pai.
Yeah. Never seen a kōhanga weka, but apparently they're pretty messy.
Yeah, well...
Tuarima, te kāhu kōrako.
Te kāhu?
Kei te mohi hoki ki te kāhu?
Kāo.
Oh, ko te kāhu, ko te hawk.
Hawk, okay, cool.
Kōrako?
Kōrako, kāore au te mohi.
Ko te kōrako, ko te albino.
Oh, right.
Mā.
Okay.
Mā rānei. Te kāhu kōrako.
So an albino, a white hawk.
Ai.
Cool. So maybe we'd use this for someone. So is it for mohitangata?
Mohitangata.
Okay. Aye. Somebody unique. Somebody that stands out, perhaps.
Kaumātua.
He kaumātua.
He kaumātua.
Okay.
He rangatira.
Okay. Okay.
Aye. Unique in that way. A special leader.
Okay.
Especially an elder, an elderly leader.
Yeah.
Yeah. Haere arā tētahi kōrero. There's one kōrero. Haere I raro I te kāhu kōrako.
Go beneath the leader.
Ai.
The rangatira.
Ai. Kei te mohi au ki te kāhu I know about the kahu because growing up on the farm, we saw them a lot. They were always kind of soaring on the horizon above the land, looking for kai.
Mm.
And the younger kahu have darker feathers. And as they grow older, their feathers get lighter and lighter and lighter. And so an old kahu will have really light feathers and be almost white. And so you can tell that's the kaumātua, that's the rangatira of those manu.
I see, I see. He ātāhua tēnei he.
Kāhu kōrako. He kāhu kōrako a tīmoti.
Mm.
Tua ono. Te kōraho raho.
Te kōraho raho.
Any clues?
Kao.
Raho.
Raho. He a te raho.
Raho, testicles.
Oh.
But it's got nothing to do with that. Te kōraho raho is te pipi kei te noho tonu I te kohanga.
Okay. So a baby bird that is still in the nest.
Koia.
Hasn't left yet.
Koia.
Okay.
Te kōraho raho.
Kōraho raho.
Nō re re he kōrero pia tēnei mō...
Mō ngā taitama.
Mō ngā taitama, ngā kōtiro, ngā
okay.
tamariki.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could use this as a metaphor for them.
Okay.
Maybe at a kura, you know. So this is where we hear these types of phrases a lot during mihi. Tēnā koutou e ngā kōraho raho.
You know, oh, I see.
A nice way to say, tēnā koutou e ngā tamariki.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm, ka pai.
Tua whetū. Te tātarariki.
Te tātarariki.
He momo manu tēnei.
Mm. Te tarariki.
Ai, tātarariki.
Mm.
Tātarariki. Koinei te rangatira o te kāhui. Kei te mohio koe ki te kāhui.
Te group.
Yeah. The flock.
Te flock. Mm.
Koinei te rangatira o te kāhui kākā.
Te kāhui kākā.
So the leader of a kākā flock.
Ah, I see, I see. Okay.
Kākā being our native parrot. Te tātarariki.
Te tātarariki.
Te tātarariki.
Mm. Ka pai. So the leader of the kākā.
The leader of the kākā flock.
Flock.
Aye.
Mm.
The leader of the pack. Where there's a lot of birds of the same species, they'll end up creating a flock.
Mm.
And there'll be a leader in the flock.
Okay.
And so, just like us, where there's a lot of people, we end up creating a group or a community, and a leader emerges.
Mm.
And so the leader is te tātarariki. So if you want to swap out rangatira in your mihi, tēnā koe e te rangatira, you could say tēnā koe e te tātarariki.
Mm. E te tātarariki. Is that for like a particular kind of leader, or you could just use that for rangatira in general?
I think you could use it for rangatira in general, if they're leading. Okay. If they're leading the people,
yeah.
And you see them as a leader. Yeah. Use these phrases where appropriate.
Mm.
Aye.
Kia ora.
Tua waru.
Tua waru. O te tekau, ne?
Aye. He tau tīrairaka.
He tau tīrairaka. Kaori au te mohio e hoa.
Hea te tīrairaka.
Tīrairaka. Oh, pera I te tīwaiwaka.
Aye.
Okay, so the fantail.
Aye. He nui ona ingoa, tīrairaka, tīwaiwaka.
Piwaiwaka.
Piwaiwaka.
Mm.
Piwakawaka. He tau tīrairaka.
He tau so like the hip.
The butt.
The butt, okay.
The butt, like the tails.
Ah.
The butt feathers.
Yep.
The tails.
Of the tīrairaka.
Right. He kōrero tēnei mō te tangata.
Mm.
So think about that manu. Think about it. Its movements, what it does. What type of person are we likening that manu to?
Someone that moves around a lot?
Exactly. Koia. Mm.
Okay.
Someone who doesn't sit still.
Ah, yep.
Kaore e noho tau.
Mm.
He tamaitipia.
Ai.
Oh, he tau tīrairaka koe.
He tau tīrairaka.
Haramai ki te noho. Tua iwa. He manawa tītī.
Kei te mōhio I tēnei.
Yeah.
Manawa tītī. Literally, the heart of a titi, ko te aha te titi I te rapake?
Ko te mutton bird.
Mutton bird. Mm. To the heart of a mutton bird.
Right. He aha te momo tangata.
Someone of like strong endurance, someone who can keep going and going and has, is that te ahua?
Ai, tangata manawaroa.
Manawarawa.
Yeah, great stamina.
Stamina, that's the word I was looking for.
Nā te mea ka rere mai te tīti I heara ki Aotearoa, ne? Like it migrates. I don't know exactly, but I know it migrates from a long way away to come to Aotearoa. So our tūpuna, tūpuna acknowledge that.
I see.
Yeah.
Wow.
He manawa tīti.
Why does it come all this way?
Pātai, pai, he aua hoki. He aua. I'm sure one of our listeners know, if you know, whakamohio mai. Te mea whakamutunga. Te kau, last one.
Ka pai.
He kā kā waha nui. He kā kā waha nui.
A big mouth kaka, right?
Aye.
So somebody who is a bit of a loud mouth, perhaps, you know, someone who's talks a lot, perhaps.
That's like the direct meaning. That's what we understand from the direct meaning. But this is a he kupu whakanui. These are words of praise, these are words acknowledging someone who's a great orator.
Ah, I see.
Yeah. And sometimes I've heard people say, oh, that's not a very nice thing to say. He kā kā waha nui, you're a big mouth parrot. But it's actually in reference to someone who is a great orator, a great speaker on the marae, who has a booming voice and is heard and projects well and has something to say. He kā kā waha nui.
Kā pai.
Really in reference to the orator. Tangata whai kōrero.
Kā rau e tēnai ho. Kia ora.
Hei whakakapi ake, I'm going to ask you what the kupu whakarite is for someone who has keen eyesight. Test your memory. Eye for detail. He
kanohi
ho
ho
miro
miro. Miro.
Miro.
Ai, he kanohi kapai. Ho miro miro.
An elderly rangatira, the white hawk.
Te
kāhu.
Te kāhu kōrako. Yeah.
Koia, koia. Someone who's just left the nest, someone who's about to embark on a new journey and go into new territories.
He pīrere.
He pīrere. A great orator. Tangata pai ki te whai kōrero.
That was the last one. He kākā waha nui.
He kākā waha nui. Te mea whakamutunga kokoe, tangata pai ki te waiata.
He korokoro tui.
He korokoro tui. He korokoro tui. Ka nui pea tērā mō tēnei wā. He nui ngā kupu whakarite. There are so many different kupu whakarite and lots that pertain to different types of kaupapa. All of these ones, they pertain to one kaupapa and that's manu.
Manu.
Ngā manu. So, have a look, see what else you can find out there.
Ka pai. Ka hoki mai māua a te rawiki, he kaupapa hou.
Ai, he kona mai.
He kona.
Everyday Māori is supported by Te Mātāwai.
Kia ukai pō anō te reo.